we cover the entire Roanoke County. I mean, we have service through Roanoke City. We have service in Vinton. We have Roanoke County. We even run fiber optic lines through Salem. And so we provide service really hundreds of miles across Roanoke. And if you look at where the Broadband Authority is going to build their services, it's directly on top of the lines that we already have. Today, my understanding is they've laid it in Salem and also in Roanoke City. It circles certain areas. It's not throughout the entire area, but it circles the areas. I think it's about 40 miles, 40 to 50 miles in those two locations. And so we did meet. We met with them about a year and a half ago. And at the time, we provided a lot of information about where we were. And from the county's perspective, at least at that time, they chose not to invest in the network. I assumed it was because we already had the services there. I don't know what's happened in the last year and a half since that initial meeting. We have not had really meetings with the group since then. We certainly talked to the government leaders on occasion, but we haven't had in-depth conversation nor have we had requests to provide any information since then.
There's some survey that says that the Roanoke Valley is underserved as far as the ability to get fiber optic. How can that be if there's all this access to it? Is it just not in the right places, Jeff, or is it just that maybe businesses haven't been signing up for it because they haven't needed it?
Yeah, I think the survey that you're referring to, and I've seen these surveys as well, is they lump together the Roanoke Valley, and it includes multiple outlying areas as well, so a lot of rural areas as well. And certainly there aren't fiber optic lines out there. I mean, even Roanoke County in areas, say, on the other side of 81, Catawba and these other areas, even for companies like Cox and Comcast who serve those areas, we don't have fiber optic lines in all of those places because it's low density and there's not as many houses per mile and these sorts of things. But I can tell you every business park in Roanoke is served by fiber today.
We're talking with Jeff Murrett, the Market Vice President for Cox Roanoke, about the availability of high-speed broadband and fiber optic from private providers like Cox.
As a matter of fact, we serve all those areas, and a good example is CRT over there near Glenver area. And we specifically built fiber there 5 or 6 years ago at the request of the county because they wanted to build a business park there. They do have two people out there. We serve both of them with fiber today. There's plenty of fiber there if more people want to come. So we've built to every business park. So from a connectivity perspective in the Roanoke area, specifically in Roanoke County, Roanoke City, and Vinton and Salem, we provide fiber service. Comcast provides fiber service. Lumos, Verizon, multiple providers have fiber. We pretty much blanket this area. And so from that perspective, yeah, it is readily available. If you start to lump in and average out the availability in areas in outlying areas and surrounding counties, well, then obviously that's going to bring the overall percentage down.
Is the Broadband Authority, are they going to be able to undercut the prices that a business would be able to get fiber from you to a great extent?
I mean, we've seen their pricing, but their pricing model is it's a very much an apples and oranges kind of a thing. And so people do typically go to price and they say, oh, well, if you have more competition, then that drives price. But from what I've been told and from what I've read is the Broadband Authority is really targeting businesses. And if we're using broadband or fiber specifically to try to attract businesses, price is typically not the first variable that a lot of these businesses are concerned with. You know, they're concerned with connectivity, reliability. They want to know if you have the infrastructure in place to support it, to maintain it, to enhance it. So are you reinvesting in that network? We've never said we were going to be the low price provider anyway. And I'd be surprised if you went to any of these larger businesses that we're trying to attract and say, are you making the decision based on price?
Can you match their speeds that they're talking about?
Oh, absolutely. And that's kind of a common misconception. Fiber is fiber. I mean, there's no real difference. They're different manufacturers, but fiber, it is what it is. The real difference is what kind of electronics you put on either end of that. You know, what do you use to send the signal and what do you use to receive the signal? Internally, we have also tested in Virginia up to 100 gig speed. Now, we don't have any customers that have requested that level of speed because in today's market, there's just not a need for it. There may be in the future, and so we have the ability to do that as well.
The way they're going to set it up is that providers like Cox or Comcast would be able to get room on their system. I guess maybe they'd sell it to you at wholesale. Is that something you would consider, or do you think that you've got your own network in place, you don't need to hop on the broadband?
Yeah, that business model doesn't work, and it probably doesn't work for almost all of the major providers because it's redundant. It's exactly where we already have services today. Now, there would be value in that if it were running to some areas that were underserved, places where we didn't have service, then we certainly would consider that. But to literally, I mean, and when I say literally, attach the exact same poles that we have wires hanging on today with the exact same fiber, there's no value in that for us.